Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The Treasurer has handed down the Coalition's election costings with $2.3 billion worth of new spending commitments. Josh Frydenberg is confident the Coalition can improve the budget bottom line over the next 4 years by $1 billion. He says the new spending will be offset by driving down spending in the public service.
At 2%, this efficiency dividend is half of what it was in Labor's last year in government at 4%. And what it will see is productivity gains delivered to the budget bottom line. It's a responsible approach. It's one that has been used by previous governments of both political persuasions.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Labor will deliver its costings in the coming days. While Labor leader Anthony Albanese is set to announce a $1.5 billion medical manufacturing fund today as he spends a second day in Perth. The cash would be used to fast-track domestic manufacturing capacity of things like vaccinations, rapid antigen tests and new medicines. And pressure remains on the Premier to seriously consider bringing back some COVID restrictions. Our hospitals are now treating more than 300 patients with the illness. As of yesterday, 11 of them were in intensive care. Mark Olson from the Australian Nursing Federation says the mask mandate and working from home arrangements should return.
We're encouraging the government to take reasonable steps now rather than have essentially a collapsed health system in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
In sport, the Eagles are weighing up whether to challenge Liam Ryan's one-match ban for a high bump on Melbourne's Jack Bowie, while Bombers skipper Dyson Heppel has responded to criticism from club great Matthew Lloyd that they're too nice and lack a ruthless streak.
The hardness and the firmness and what you're talking about in being a nice football team, it's not about giving away free kicks or showing full-blown aggression, or it's when the ball's there to be won. That's what we want to stand for.
That audio from Fox Footy.
Listener.